That was Winter Pills from Love Songs, their latest album, here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and as I mentioned, we have some great live music for you. This evening, we're previewing a really awesome series of events that are happening at Odd Bodies this weekend. It is Restock Hippie Fest versus Restock Metal Fest. It's an evening, or two evenings rather, of good that are going to do a lot of good in our community, and it sort of pits our awesome jam community against our awesome metal community in terms of how many folks they can bring out to have a great time and benefit the community. We're going to tell you more about it here in just a moment, but first we're going to hear some live music from the Friday night end of things. That's the Hippie Fest. I want to welcome back some awesome guests into the studio. They were with us last year, and I'm so excited to have them back in the house. We'll find out what they've been up to since they were last here and what they've got going on for 2017. But first, we're going to hear some music from the Mainline Funk. Take it away, you guys.
Dressed up, yeah, I'm funked out. I'm on the down and out again. Skid Row, oh, I look like hell. Got no money left at say, never listen.
We'll be right back.
The Mainline Funk, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, it's so good to be back.
Glad to have you all here. So it's been a little while. I was trying to figure out when exactly you were here last year, but it has been a bit of a stretch since you've been in the studio. What's been happening with you guys? What was sort of the end of 2016 like for the band?
Oh, what was it?
Relaxing?
It was there just a second ago.
It was a great summer. That's what we have a lot of festivals we attend in the summer. That's the thing to do around the Miami Valley here.
Yeah, we enjoyed our festival season. Now we got Jacob knocking at the window here.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we'll get him in there.
He's the man of the hour. He's doing the restock.
Yeah, we'll get him in here. Tell me a little bit about sort of what this year is looking like for you guys.
Well, we like Bob said, we finished up doing the festivals this year, and then we're just kind of hunkered down doing some bar gigs for the winter and working on some new material. We did a couple fun projects in the winter. We did a soundtrack for a friend of ours that's making a movie.
Oh, yeah? Tell me a little bit about that experience.
It was a lot of fun. He's making kind of a campy B-movie, kind of a science fiction, you know, Flash Gordon.
Shadow Galaxy.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so we just we watched it, and then we jammed to it and just laid down chapter after chapter, and then we figured we could do it better the second time around, so we did it again. And we liked what we had. It was just fun just watching the video, just jamming to the video. And we, when Tracy came in that second time we did it, after we did the first take, he said, "This is fun."
Yeah.
Man. You got something to jam to.
It's like illustrating what you're seeing, you know, on the spot, too. So it's kind of like the old-time silent movie and the organ player.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun. It's like a roller coaster ride.
It sounds amazing, and it sounds so fitting for a band that's used to more of a jammy in the moment kind of thing,
right?
to be able to think on your toes like that musically and accompany the visuals in a way that's appropriate.
Half the fun was with it being a sci-fi thing, just gave us the opportunity and an excuse really to play more with the toys and the effects.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Toys.
Get real weird with it.
Yes. Pulling out.
Not
all the tricks on that one.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about Restock Hippie Fest. It's going to be an amazing event. It's Friday night at Odd Bodies. Tell me a little bit about how you guys got involved in this.
Jacob Collins. He's literally one of the people on the earth that have the biggest hearts and, you know, literally will do anything for anybody. And this is his baby, and he started a couple years ago with some bands and us, and this year,
every year,
last year, he's just
it's restock. It's to restock the shelves at the food banks.
Yeah,
we should get that out there.
Yeah, this is not to benefit any one person, but to benefit the community and the people who really need it this time of year. You know, they're not coming to get a Thanksgiving turkey. They're coming to get something that, you know, they really desperately need, or they wouldn't be there. And we're trying to help put food back on the shelves after the holidays.
Mm-hmm. For you guys as musicians, you know, I know the musical community in the Miami Valley in general is known for its generosity and its spirit of really stepping up and getting involved. For you guys, what's it like to be able to, you know, take your music, something that's a lot of fun and is creative and really, you know, gets at people's hearts, and use it to give back to the community at an event like this or at any of the other events you're involved in?
We're blessed to be able to do that. It's just so great to be able to give back one way or another.
And it's crazy that the people you see at these shows are the people that come to a lot of the shows. They're really music supporting public, and bands that play out regularly get a chance to meet these people, and you become friends, and the next thing you know, you're helping them move in, or you know what I mean? or trying not to. But either way, you become family with the crowd that you play to, and they, you know, they love you, you love them, and you want to help any way you can, you know.
And the family's growing every year.
Every year.
So that's what matters. And last year was ridiculous, I believe, on the food, or the other food and clothing.
Yeah, I think he tripled the first year last year.
So it makes a difference.
This year, you know.
Sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit, and it's just, it's a great event for a great cause, and you can't really put your money anywhere else on a Friday and Saturday night. Anywhere in the Tri-County area.
And by the way, we've got tickets here. We brought some tickets along. We can leave them here with you guys.
Ooh,
at the studio.
Okay.
You can give away tickets whenever you wanted for that. Compliments of the Mainline Funk.
All righty. So folks, get your dialing fingers ready, because we'll be doing that in a little bit then. Get your phone close, and I'll tell you the number later. Don't call now. Not ready for you yet, but we'll definitely do that. That would be awesome. We are talking about Restock Hippie Fest versus Restock Metal Fest. The Restock Hippie Fest is on Friday night at Odd Bodies, Restock Metal Fest, from which we will be hearing another band here a little while, Letters to the Blind, getting in the house and getting set up. They're going to play for us. That's going to be on Saturday night. These are both at Odd Bodies, right there on Burkhart Road in Dayton, and it's going to be an awesome show. We've got all the links up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Mm-hmm. Now, for you guys, moving forward, going to get through this weekend, and I know the warm weather is deceiving me, because I feel like I was about to say, and then it's festival season.
Yes. almost.
We've got a few more months to go, but what does spring look like for you guys leading up to the big good time in the summer?
Well, we'll probably be wanting to get in on just about any festival we can sneak in there one way or another.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a Road to Wham Bam coming up this spring, and we usually try to get involved in something like that.
Cincinnati.
And we will be at the the venue on the west side in Cincinnati
very
in
nice
2 weeks.
A show coming
February
up
February 11th, if you want to.
It's called the West Side Venue.
Yeah, the West Side Venue. It's
nice.
It's a new thing they've got going on down there, but it's a very nice place. And
Miami Valley Music Fest every year.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We usually try to get on Miami Valley. We usually try to get on Wham Bam.
We are blessed in the area to have such festivals and music and people to support it. And
yes.
Opportunities. I'll tell you, the festival community around here is impressive, which is like a gross understatement to say it's impressive. It's amazing.
Yes.
And it's like none other. I went out of town for a while, and I thought everybody was like this. I really did, and they're not. We are truly a one-of-a-kind place, so enjoy it, you know, why it's here, and support everybody. And
yeah, people are coming up from all around the country now for this festival season, and it's crazy.
I love it.
There's like a festival every weekend, pretty much all summer.
Yeah, yeah. Looking at the summer calendar, I mean, it's nuts.
Yep.
So many opportunities to get out and do stuff and hear some great music.
And thanks to YSO.
Our pleasure.
You're a big part of the success. You know you are. So we appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, speaking of hearing good music, what do you think, you guys? You want to play some more for us?
Sure.
All righty. We're going to jam it out this time?
Yeah, we're going to do a funky reggae, bluesy, jammy.
Whatever it turns into.
Batch of awesomeness.
We'll see. Batch of awesomeness.
We've got the Mainline Funk live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Take it away, you guys.
he knows, he knows. He was so strong. And when Samson knows, he knows, he knows, he knows. He don't belong. Took
Mainline Funk live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check these guys out Friday night. It's Restock Hippie Fest at Odd Bodies. We've got links up to all the information and to connect with the band on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Thank you guys so much. It was great having you back in the house.
Thank you. It means a lot. We love you.
Check out the Mainline Funk Friday night at Odd Bodies. It's Restock Hippie Fest. Stay tuned. Also, we will be previewing Restock Metal Fest as well with Letters to the Blind. They're coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wiso.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Support for WISO comes from our listeners and Dayton's Oregon Business District Association. The Oregon District wants to be your destination for a uniquely Dayton Valentine's Day with dozens of locally owned shops, boutiques, restaurants, and taverns. Learn more at theoregondistrict.org. We're going to go back into the recorded stuff for a few minutes at least so we can switch out the performance studio and get Letters to the Blind in the house. They'll be performing for us later on this hour here on WISO. In the meantime, here's the latest from Anoni.
It's only 4 degrees. It's only 4 degrees.
A little bit of music from the Arcade Fire right there. That was Black Mirror. We had Sharon Van Etten back there, St. Vincent's, Tune Yards, and many, many more. Big thanks to Tom for holding it down with some music for us while we got set, got ready with our next live guests. So tonight we've been talking about Restock Hippie Fest versus Metal Fest. It's this weekend at Odd Bodies on Burkhart in Dayton. We've got links up to both of the shows on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. So we started off the show hearing representatives from the Hippie Fest side of things. Now we have some representatives from the Metal Fest side of things. They are new to the show, making their Kaleidoscope debut. I'm really excited to have them in the studio. We're going to get to know them here in a few minutes, but first, let's hear some live music from Letters to the Blind. Take it away, you guys.
I hold my weapon close, hold it in this golden silence, waiting for the darkened cloud to fall. They will never take my liberty at all cost. Our defense are proud. I'll stand in the name of freedom and will take them down. Down. No more job. What I must! My love, my kiss, my words, my blood, my birth, my love, for the great of honor, I will defend, I will!
sacrifice for the creed of honor.
I will defend and I will defend.
Alright, this one's titled Beauty and Chaos.
Since the dawn of time, the waters of our destiny, the battle, good and evil, in this endeavor, love and hatred. When I turn dark is clear, deep down within the soul, great and fine, can't put it high.
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. This is really
exciting.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. So I know you guys have had a long history. You guys have been around for a little while. You were kind of around, then back, and so give us a little snapshot of your history as a band.
Well. It's a pretty long story, like you said, but we'll sum it up as much as we can.
Yeah.
Blaine Gordon here, the guitar player, he gave me a call. We had previously done some music together in the past. He had done some music with our drummer, CJ Jones, over here. and I had done a lot of stuff with our bass player here, Randy Walton, for a lot of years. So there was already a lot of camaraderie scattered about. But he gave me a call one day, and he said, hey, how about recording a project with me? He was in Florida, and I was in Ohio, and I said, sure, we got it going.
Right, we literally, like, tracked this stuff 1,200 miles apart. It was kind of crazy how it happened.
And, you know, a lot of people around both of us were telling us, man, this stuff is really, really good. You guys really got to, like, somehow make this a real band. And we agreed. So Blaine moved down here, which is pretty awesome. And once that happened, he was able to bring CJ into the fold. And we quickly brought Randy in the fold as well. And it's been magic ever since.
That's awesome. Oh, I love it when it can come together like that. So once you got the four of you in place, was it just like, okay, let's go? I mean, were you out there on stage playing gigs, doing the whole thing right away, or did you kind of take a few months and figure out the plan, or you said it was magical, so
Yeah, I mean, the chemistry was immediate. I mean, you know, Blaine and CJ had played together for years.
And yeah, I mean, we've been best friends for years and just had a huge love for music pretty much all of our lives. So, I mean, that chemistry was already there. And, you know, we had such a history a long time ago, too, with Chaz and Randy as well.
Yeah,
so
they grew up playing our music. They learned
our music. That's actually, yeah, actually. So,
that's actually true.
Yeah, that long story they were talking about, we actually grew up playing their music. So it's funny that we all ended up, you know, now
oh,
a band playing together.
In a new band together, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I'm old enough.
yeah, he was 13 years old when we were jamming back then.
Oh, that's awesome.
The band that Randy and I were in, CJ actually tried out for us, and he, like he said, he was 13, and he was a great drummer even then, and we just can't take him. He's just too young.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So he was meant to be our drummer. He was just a little premature there.
Just a few years too early.
Yeah, right.
Love that. So I know you guys have done some recording, and you have two EPs, is it?
Correct. Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right.
We just released our newest one titled Bow to the Machine on January 14th. So,
oh, starting the new year off right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a week and a half or so ago.
Oh, that's awesome. So now that you've got the new one out, is the plan to get out on the road this year or you know, kind of stay pretty regional? Or what are you guys thinking for 2017?
I mean, I think we're open to whatever. You know, we love what we do. And if wherever it leads us, you know, we'll take it. You know what I'm saying? We've played for several great bands, some very well-known bands like All That Remains and name some, Blaine.
Oh, man.
Scar Symmetry,
Soulfly, Mushroom
yeah,
Head, you name
Mushroom
it.
Head, yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, we've got our feet wet for sure, but we've been discussing the possible tour. If that door opens, then of course, absolutely.
Yep. Awesome. So kind of see where opportunity presents itself this year.
That's correct.
I
very
love
true.
It.
I guess we
it.
Wouldn't be sitting here if this wasn't an opportunity either.
Exactly.
Right?
It all comes in the time it needs to.
Absolutely.
So you guys are going to be playing Saturday night at Odd Bodies. It is the Metal Fest portion of the Restock Hippies versus Metalheads show. And I asked the prior band this question, and I'm curious for your perspective as well. You know, our music community has this sort of great history across the genres of really like giving back and stepping up to support each other and the larger community. For you all, especially, you know, given that, you know, you've got this great story of the band coming together and all that, what's it like for you guys to be able to participate in an event like this that's fun and you get to, like, hang out with your fellow musicians, but also does a lot of good in our community?
Well, I'll take that one real quick here. I think it's fantastic.
I agree.
You know, if anyone listens or reads our lyrics, you'll know that our lyrics are very serious and about very real things in life, and you know, that carries over into our real lives. And you know, we really mean what we say in the lyrics. So it's not only about getting out there and having a good show, but we also kind of have some positive messages in there, what have you. So being a part of something like this, any kind of thing a lot like this at all, it just means that much more to us.
Absolutely. And anytime there's any kind of benefits, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is or what the cause, we're always there. We are so supportive. We don't expect anything out of it. We want to give. Is the way we look at it. So
that's awesome. That's great, you guys. I'm curious to know a little bit about your writing process, since you are, you know, very, very lyrically driven, and you have lyrics that have, you know, a message and a story to tell and something to say. And you're also very musically intricate. You know, there's a lot going on with the arrangements, hearing you guys live. There's a lot happening and a lot that obviously goes into these songs. How do you guys tackle a song? Does it come together musically first? Do the lyrics come first? Is it kind of a mishmash?
It's all Blaine's fault.
here's where it's good blame. You know, okay. Blame it on Blaine is the way the way it's always said. But no. Usually, it spawns from probably every guitar player always says, you know, a riff that sticks, and you know, me and CJ, our drummer, have been longtime music writers. I mean, we'll be in rehearsal, for instance, and we'll just start jamming out, and Chaz and Randy will look at us, be like, "When'd you guys write that?" We'd be like, "We just wrote it, like right now."
You're right.
I mean, we're so in tune with each other in this band. It's kind of crazy. But that's actually kind of where it spawns from, and then. You know, we all sit down together and make it what it is and refine all the pieces. And like you were talking about the intricacies of the music, I mean, that's something we really pay attention to. You know, we want to put all of our effort into it. You know, we want to put our heart and souls into it. And that's how we feel about our music, you know.
I look at it as like kind of like when you're building a house or when an artist is painting something. You know, you really want it to be great, but you also want it to really say something about who you are and how you feel. And it's really an expression of your soul. I mean, that's really what it is. And, you know, so we definitely want it to be, number one, we want it to sound like us, you know.
Exactly.
Excuse me. We're not trying to sound like anyone. Not that there's anything wrong with how anyone else sounds. That's just not us. You know, we want to be who we are. And that's what really makes this band special, because if we had a different guitar player and had all the same other guys, this would not be the same band. And that goes for every spot in this band, actually, really. Because each one of us really adds something that makes Letters to the Blind what it is.
I agree.
Well, and it definitely speaks to the existing friendships that kind of came together to form this band, both the musical friendships and just the regular friendships, because you can kind of hear that cohesion in your music and in your writing, that it all fits together just so. And I think that really speaks to the way that you guys interact as musicians and as people.
And can I say this real quick, just, you know, to interject here a second? You know, how do I put this without being taken the wrong way? We're very proud of what we do, and if what we do leads us somewhere great, that's awesome. But if it doesn't, that's awesome too, because we're proud of what we do. We're not trying to fit into nobody's mold. We're not trying to do nothing. You know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
By
yeah, we're doing this for ourselves.
We're doing this for ourselves and our fans, whether that's
exactly.
three fans or 3,000 fans or whatever. You know,
that's the way to do it, man. You know, that's again, I think that's something that comes through in the music and really gives it that kind of soul, is, you know, knowing that you're doing it, you know, for the love of it and for the expression of it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Well, what do you say? Shall we give them some more live ones?
Sure, why not?
All right. We've got Letters to the Blind in the house. They've got two EPs out. They have a brand new one called Bow to the Machine that just came out last week. So get your hands on that. We've got a link up to connect with them at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. There you will also find information on both of the restock shows. They are this weekend at Odd Bodies on Burkhart. Hippie Fest is Friday night and features the Mainline Funk, who performed for us earlier in the show. Letters to the Blind will be performing the Metal Fest, which is on Saturday night. And both of these shows go toward restocking our area's food pantries. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But don't go wandering off to the internet just yet. These guys have some more live music for you. Take it away.
We'll be right back.
That new EP earlier. This is the title track. It is called Bow to the Machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Letters to the Blind live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Their new EP is called Bow to the Machine. They've got a prior one as well that's self-titled. We've got links up to connect with them at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can find info there on the Restock Festival. It's Hippies versus Metalheads. Hippie Fest is Friday night. The Metal Fest is Saturday night. Both shows are at Odd Bodies on Burkhart. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, thank you so much for being here. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. Check out Letters to the Blind. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to get back into the recorded music for the 10 o'clock hour right now with this one from Man Man.